that'll be.
What about the three boats in the back too?
There's a camper in the back of it.
A camper.
That's
in the back lot, correct?
Yeah, that's my issue, is there boats, because they're my brother's fish, and there's a camper back there.
So that's behind the house.
It was behind the house, so that, you know.
Further, right?
Yeah, and there was boats back down there, he just has some lawnmowers.
Well, I think we need, I think, if I may, I think we need to take one step at a time. Let's get the house down, the shed, the chicken coop, or the garage, I mean, the chicken coop. Get all that taken down, the things that we need to do. Myself and the fire chief will burn the brush pile, and then we can revisit this.
I just need.
The campers aren't gonna be in the way as far as.
That's what I was gonna say, I just need, I can't work around a minivan or camper.
If it has.
The fences have to be down too then?
The fence in the backyard?
Well, not that, well, there's one from the garage.
I was gonna rip all that.
And from the house to the chicken house.
That goes.
I was gonna rip a lot of that out.
Okay.
But the things that have to be moved, we just have to move it. She'll have to have it moved.
That's all I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the way.
Is that what you had to?
I make the motion to accept that bid with the stipulation that it doesn't go over.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. We got a motion, so now I gotta wait. You have a motion, is that your motion?
To accept the.
Second.
Bruce Construction bid.
You got a second, now, Mark, what do you got?
Well, she said she was getting a bid from Chris Jibbs, correct? Until he had his incident. So that's not her fault that she couldn't get a bid, because unless he gets better or something, somebody can contact him and find out what he was gonna bid or not, so you'd have your second bid.
Well, we don't have to have it if the council waives the second bid, is what I'm saying, or is what the number is.
I just want to reiterate your motion is to accept Bruce Construction's bid. Obviously, once it's resubmitted in her name, plus any additional costs, and this is the house, garage, and chicken coop, correct?
Yes.
With an amount not to exceed the $18,000,
right.
With her being responsible, okay, with city
plus
paying
all
90%.
The car needs to be out of the garage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
And the trailer needs to be.
And I'm gonna take stuff out of the.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Smith.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Which that takes care of item number 16 then.
Yep.
Okay. Next item is home occupation permit, item number 17. Home occupation permit, Tim and Sally Plant.
I went and inspected the home. Due to the fact that these are supposed to be delivery only.
That's not happening.
Otherwise, the porch and going up to their home, they would not pass for customers to come, but they're supposed to be a delivery only service. So inside, the kitchen is spotless and everything else other than that exterior of the home and some of the stuff sitting around all the time.
Twice I've seen somebody go to the house to pick up food.
So what you're telling the council is you don't recommend?
No, I'm saying under the conditions that they're supposed to have, I don't know if they're abiding by that, but if they are abiding by it, then I would recommend that it's approved. But if they're not abiding by it, then no, it's not. So I guess we've had no complaints.
I drive by there every day. I haven't seen anybody over there besides the garage sale. Or them hooking up the trailer and taking off with it. Maybe here or there, there might have been two times it might have happened, but it could have been somebody that there's a few other people
could
living
be relatives
too,
all in hood out.
Honestly, I think they've done a pretty good job with it here over the last year or two.
Yeah, I don't know if it's not relatives. I mean, it could be.
We could put on the home occupation, carry out only, would that cover us then? If we just put carry out only on the home
delivery.
Delivery. What are you saying? Carry out only.
I'm ready to go. Delivery only. Okay. I mean, if we put that
right
out there.
I would recommend that.
Okay. Uber, I don't know.
So is there a motion to approve the home occupation application with that stipulation?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
And Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is nuisance abatements. Obviously, we've already discussed item number 18. Item number 19, is there anything new?
I think a couple letters went out.
Yep. A couple letters went out and a couple of conversations were had.
What about the fence over on South Genesee? Was that taken down here?
They took down most of it. They are wanting to get new panels and put them back up. So, but the panels that were falling, they took down majority of it. Posts are still standing. And then they're supposed to meet with me and let me know the progress and that. So we met.
What was the point of the caution tape?
Don't know. I don't know.
Where was this at?
South Genesee and East Main on the corner.
The Gold House. Let that.
I mean, if there's a bunch of posts in the ground, obviously there isn't holes there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the caution tape is what I keep getting calls about. They want to know if we're going to make a haunted village in there or something like that. Obviously, it's not going to be that. I know, right?
I can mention something to her. She's been very cooperative with me.
Well, and then her progress on it, obviously.
You, not me.
No.
533 South Moselle, I believe it is. They always seem to have go-karts and a bunch of stuff sitting out there in the front of their property, and it's been there for
North Moselle?
Yeah.
North Moselle, right down your road.
But down the
road. Yep, we've sent letters before.
Yep, that's the one we've sent letters to.
Oh, okay.
We'll follow up with the chief, all the golf carts across from him.
Yeah, the last time I was over there, he had all that out. There was only two in the driveway, unless he brought more in.
Well, on the weekends, they race up and down that road pretty bad. I've had...
Oh, really? It's not like it don't happen on Mississippi Street and Orford Street and Dolan's Edition and Main Street. Okay. Next item is Sanitation Committee, item 20, Sanitation Committee recommendations.
July 29th, the Sanitation Committee met to review and discuss the 7-year extension with Republic Services. First, they were anticipating a higher quote, but they came back actually with a lower quote than originally anticipated. And with that recommendation, they recommend that we increase the rates starting January 1st, 2026 by $1, and then each year, July of 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32, increase it by $1 each year.
That's all?
Yep.
Yeah, we're lucky. Buffalo just came in at $21.50 bidding, which would bring us to year 2031, yeah, 2103. So they're giving us, I mean, like I said, he thought it would be higher than this, and he says he recommends that we approve it.
You think?
Yeah.
So.
I make a motion.
I second it.
Roll call.
Okay. Councilmember Brandenburg?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
And Bowman?
Aye.
All ayes, zero nays, motion carried. I'll get a draft put up for the, or not a draft, because you just passed it. So we'll have the first reading at the next meeting.
You
you're talking July 1st, 2026?
January 1st, yeah, January, yeah. Well, right now we're being billed 1601 and we're charging 16, so. Okay.
Okay, next item is economic development, strategic plan and goal setting. It's kind of an ongoing progress. And then we have comments and future agenda items.
Mark Wakefield, 314. I want to know about the status of the council. Do you consider mini bikes on the road? Because it's, they don't go any faster than they'll have to go parts around the road, and a lot of them electric scooters. And
we're getting ready to pass an ordinance. The chief is working on it. He just got one from Eldridge, I think it was, that we're going to be looking at on e-bikes and scooters.
Going to allow mini bikes?
I don't know anything about mini bikes.
Pardon?
I don't know anything about the mini bikes. That would be Chief Meyer.
Well, I talked to him and he says they have to be registered, but they don't sell them with the registration. So they're mini bikes, and they, you know, they're not much different than.
We're talking about around street lights.
Well, are these some of these electric ones that's 135 mile an hour down the road, street legal?
That's why we're doing an ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something we can look at. I'll get with the chief myself and have conversation about mini bikes. What kind of, I mean, how big a mini bike are you talking about? Like a Trail 70 or?
You don't be sitting on that, probably lucky it goes 25, so it's, you know, it's.
You're talking like a little Honda.
Yeah, little mini bikes. It's, you know, it's like if they go 35 mile an hour, depending on how much it weighs.
Okay. They shouldn't even be on the street at all.
Pardon?
They shouldn't be on the street at all.
Well, there's a lot of things that shouldn't be on the street, in my opinion, so.
All right. Anybody else? Can I get a motion for a 5-minute recess?
I make that motion.
Council going to go into closed session.
Mm-hmm. You know where I'm going. I make that motion.
Second. Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
And Bowman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Is there a motion to reopen the regular meeting?
Make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
And Bowman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Is there a motion to close the regular meeting and go into closed session?
Make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
And Bowman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
819. Is there a motion to reopen the regular meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
And Bowman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Is there a motion to offer applicant H? The part-time snow plowing job with the authorization of the mayor for $20 an hour.
Make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg,
aye.
Bowman,
aye.
And Smith.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
Make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg,
aye.
Bowman,
aye.
And Smith.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
We had a full house when we started, what happened?